Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey, everyone. It is another Friday, another day that we're trying to make things happen today and moving forward and being positive and making good impacts and good influences and staying on track and motivated and all those good things. And I'm hoping that your Friday is going to be just as good as mine. Of course, we're not into Friday just yet, but I just know it. I know that today is going to be a great day and we're going to do great things today. All of us combined, you, me, everybody else that's listening to the podcast and people that we come across, we're going to make great impacts today. I just know it, right? I mean, in this climate that we live in the country, in the world, making positive impacts is just so easy to do. We just don't do it enough. And I think that we can do this together. And I just feel like this Friday is going to be a great one. This whole entire weekend is going to be a great one. So let's just go out, put one foot in front of the other and make that happen. First of all, thank you so much again, as I do on every episode and every single one of these podcasts. I thank each and every one of you for joining me here on Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973. I'm your host, Shane Lakita, a guy that lives up in Scarborough, Maine. I'm up here with the gray, gloomy day going on right now with the rain going on outside. So that way we're not able to enjoy some of that sunshine that's going on in the rest of the country. But it is what it is, and you just kind of get through each day and you do the things that you have to do and find the positives and the bright side of everything that you're trying to be able to accomplish. So I'm hoping that today is a great day, a good start to you, wherever you're at, whether you're out with whether the sunshine going on or whether it's still dark outside because it's still morning time here on the West Coast. You guys are all going to start to wake up and rise and shine and listen to the podcast and go out there and make things happen, whether you're doing some exercising or you're working or whatever it is that you're accomplishing today. I just want to make sure that you are on the right foot and you're moving the right direction. So that's just the way I usually try to kick it off anyway, with some positive affirmation and some really good movement forward. But the thing I wanted to talk today about is around not stopping, okay? So I was having this conversation. I'll paint the picture for you. So I'm sitting there having this good dialogue and good conversation with somebody, and which usually happens everywhere I go. We usually start talking about whatever it is. And so yesterday we had some folks in the market where I work, and we were traveling and having a meeting and sitting down and doing some presentations and things like that. And one of the things that we talked about is small steps in the right direction. So I work with business owners. I work with people that are trying to be able to be profitable, to be able to move forward, to have year-over-year improvements, year-over-year positive money and profits and less losses and those kind of things, and attrition and turnover and all kinds of big terms that you use in the business world. And one of the things that we talked about was a lot of times we try to have the magic bullet to be the most successful business that's out there, or the magic bullet to go from zero to $1 million worth of profits, right? All these different things that we try to do to get to where we have to get to, which would be great, but we have to make sure that we are setting realistic expectations to being able to put one foot in front of the other and be able to continue to work on our craft, on our sales craft, on our sales goals, on our targets, on staffing, on leadership, on development, all those things. And so we're having some great dialogue around, as long as you're moving forward and you're not stopping what you're doing, then you're moving in the right direction. And it was great because we were just talking about all this stuff, and we had some business owners that worked within the organization that I work for that recently just quit. They said, "All right, I'm out. I'm done. I'm stepping away." And they put their hands in the air, waved the white flag, and said, "I'm giving up and I'm taking off." And so, and this is on big industry, this is on big profits that they just walked away from because they couldn't do the things that were necessary for them to do to move the business forward in the way that they needed to, make adjustments, to pivot a little bit, to be able to make changes towards the way that the dynamic and the climate and the culture that's out there and the way that you're selling and the way that you're bringing things to the table is a lot different than what it was 5 years ago, 2 years ago, or 10 years ago. And if you're not able to adjust and pivot and change, then you're really, the business is just going to evolve without you, and then you're going to be left in the dust and behind. So then you become at this point where you stop. These folks decided, I'm going to stop moving forward. And then it just ends abruptly. You give up on that dream or that whatever it is that you're trying to be able to accomplish. And then you are a failure in your own mind. And you're like, I just couldn't do it. I can't succeed. I'm not going to be able to move forward. Instead of taking whatever situation that you've been given to you, and you take small bits and pieces, small incremental goals, you keep moving forward, you celebrate in your small victories, you address some of the things that might be happening in your business that might be holding you back or those kind of things, and you put a plan together into making a profitable, wealthy, healthy business, right? And then I thought to myself as I got home, how much different is that than what we do in our health journeys? We are in the business of trying to lose weight, be healthy, run farther, lift more, become more toned, have an image that we like to portray, live longer, healthier lives, be there for our families, whatever our goals are. It's just like a business owner. A business owner wants to be able to increase his profits or her profits and be able to decrease the losses. Well, for you, your goals might be, I want to lose a certain amount of weight. I want to increase the longevity of my life and be able to be around for a long period of time. So you got goals just like a business owner. So you can think of it as being like, I would say, Shane Lakita Incorporated. I've got a business going on right now, and my business is, I want to be healthy. Those are my profits. I want to be healthy. I want to live a longer life for my son, for my wife, for myself, for me to be able to be around for a long period of time and not have to feel winded whenever I want to walk to the mailbox, or not being in the emergency room because of health and weight issues or anything like that. That's my business. This is my investment. I'm investing in myself to make sure that I can continue to push forward and be effective and positive and all those things, right? So here's the thing. So if you're investing in your business and you're doing the things that you need to do, and you are making the right proper adjustments and making the right decisions for your business, then you're moving forward. If you are stopping where you're at because you're giving up, or feel like you're a failure, or you're at the point where you're just like, this isn't working for me, or I'm failing because I've had 2 days of bad eating, or I've had 3 days of a slide over a weekend where I drank a lot, or I ate a lot of foods that I shouldn't have eaten, and I'm starting to feel that slide, then you're starting to get into that place where do I go from here? What do I do from this point forward after I've already made the bad decisions that I've made, and now I'm at this point where I can either shake it off and move forward, or I can continue to live in that space and put a total stop on my business? And my business is to be healthy. So when we're in business, we make investments into our business to be able to get a return on our investments in business, right? And I know this is a really business-oriented podcast, but it really, really sparked my interest yesterday when I was having that conversation. We invest in our business to gain a return on our investment. The same exact thing in our health journey. We invest in our health journey because we want a return on that investment for us to lose weight, to run further, to lift more, to just get off our blood pressure medications or be non-diabetic or whatever else, whatever other reasons that we have that we're trying to invest in, that's our business. And why would you give up investing in that business for you to get a better profit down the road? That's the same thing I try to tell business owners. Listen, you have to spend money to make money sometimes. And it's interesting, the concept. In the regular world, we want everything for free. We want everything to be coming to us just for, you know what, if I'm going down the road and I want that right there, I want it for free or the best deal you can give me, instead of actually spending what it's worth or where we're at with everything, because everybody's looking for a deal and everybody's looking for handouts and free, right? So if you're in business, you understand you have to make investments to get a return on investment. You got to spend money to make money. And so this conversation that we had with some business owners is very fluid from and very relatable to what we're talking about here in our health journey. If you're not making investments, you're going to get nothing back from it. So if you think you can just, I don't know, drink a lot of water and not work on the food that you're taking in, you're not going to lose the weight or become healthier in general if you're still eating Snickers bars and chocolate pudding. If you think that you're going to become a supermodel and have huge six-pack abs and rock-hard biceps and whatever else without actually doing some work and lifting some weights and exercising and doing some push-ups and sit-ups and actually investing in your image that you're trying to portray, do you think you're ever going to get there? No, you're not. You're never going to get there if you're not willing to invest in your business. Your business, like I said, is whatever it is, whatever you have. My business, like I said, is I need to be healthy and I need to work on my health and I need to lose weight to get to where I have to get to. I've already been on this journey for a long time and I'm already down 80 something pounds. And for me, that's a great start, but I've got more to work on. So if that's my business is for long-term longevity for me and my family, I've got to invest in that. So over the past week, if you've been following my Instagram or you've been following me on No Finish Line Nation or even on Connect or wherever other platform that I'm out there on, you'll know that the last 5 days I've been going to the gym. We had a new one open up in Scarborough, Maine up here, which is great. Anytime Fitness, 24 hours, brand new treadmills, brand new weights, brand new everything. It's really new and it smells new and it's great and I love it. But 5 days in a row, I've been going to the gym and 5 days in a row, I've been investing in myself. And 5 days in a row, whether it's, I'm not, the one thing I will share is I used to, whenever I would do these kind of things, I would go so full bore in that I'd be like all in and then I would burn out. Well, I'm not doing that this time. I'm layering things in. I'm taking it a little bit slower. So my workout plan that I'm investing in, this is the money and the capital that I'm putting into my business of being healthy or doing the things that I need to do. I am investing by walking every other day. I am lifting weights on the opposite days of that day. Where I used to go in and just pound weights and just get crazy and do whatever I have to do for 7, 8, 9, 10 days. And then I'd be burnt out and go, okay, yeah, I'm all set. And then I'd look at the weight, the scale and go, oh, how come I'm not losing weight, man? You know, I'm sitting there lifting weights. I'm doing everything I need to do. No, this is a long-term investment that I'm working on. Right? So you guys, everybody that's out there listening to this, you've got to invest in your business for you to get a return on your investment, just like in the business world. Just like a regular entrepreneur and a business owner that's out there, you've got to do the same. So first thing you got to do is write down what your goal is. What's your goal of what you want to accomplish? Is it the fact that you don't want to no longer want to be pre-diabetic? Is it the fact that you want to be off your blood pressure medication? Is it the fact that you want to be successful or you want to be financially stable or you want to be more lean and muscular or whatever it is, you got to write it down and put it on a piece of paper and slap it up on the wall so that you can see everywhere you go. That's your business, okay? Just like in the regular world, we have a business name. Maybe we've got Shane Lakita Incorporated right up there and it's right up on my wall and there it is. That's the name of the business that I'm trying to be able to do. That's what I'm going to strive for, okay? And then below that, you want to write down what we usually try to be able to recommend to all of our entrepreneurs and business owners is to come up with a business plan. And the business plan talks about long-term investments. It talks about 6 months portfolio, 2 years long, 2 year look into the future to see where you're at health-wise, business-wise, year over year, taking a look to see where you're at for your sales, for your quotas, for your targets, all that stuff, right? We take a look at all of that aspect of everything that we're doing and we build a plan. And the plan is, this is what I want to work on to be able to get to making that business profitable and investing in that business, right? So you got to list out your business, then you got to list out your plan. What are you going to do? Are you going to track better? Are you going to count your calories better? Are you going to put the plan in that you're going to have a level of accountability and get an accountability buddy to be able to hold you accountable to you and what you're doing and what you're working on and all those things? Whatever it is that you're putting in place, that's your business plan. So you've got your business and you've got your business plan. Here's the other part I wanted to share that I was thinking about also, and it's so relatable to our journeys, is we usually go into any new business owner that walks into the room and says, I want to start a business right here. This is my brick and mortar that I want to put together. This is the building I want to use. This is the plan that I have. This is the name of the business. This is where I want to go. We usually position it as being, you understand you're probably not going to be profitable in that business unless you catch fire really fast. You are probably not going to be profitable in that business for a good 2 to 3 years to start that business. You'll come out in the negative. You may come out in the red because you're investing in it. You're spending money on supplies, on advertising, on marketing, all that stuff. And you may not come out on top to be as profitable as what you'd like to be able to do right off the beginning for the first few years. How relatable is that to our journeys also? This health journey takes patience, it takes time, it takes dedication, it takes motivation, it takes endurance, it takes all these things to be able to do and invest in for you to get a return on your investment. It's not an overnight switch. It's not a quick pill that you can take. It's not a quick fix that you can put into place for you to be able to say, oh, well, look at that. I'm now at my goal weight without taking any work or investment to be able to do that. So when a person tells you, I've been on this for a year and a half and I've only lost 55 pounds, understand that's great. And you're investing in your business. You may not see a return on that, the type of return that you want to see right now, but you'll get there. As long as you follow your plan, build your plan, adjust your plan, move, pivot, and adjust everything that you need to do to be able to make that business profitable moving forward, just like in our health journeys. You got to adjust. You got to pivot. And you've got to set realistic expectations with yourself to know that you may not achieve the things that you want to achieve right off the bat. Layer in that whole level of patience. Because if you're not being patient with yourself, I promise you, you're going to fall into that whole mode of, I give up. I failed. This didn't work for me. You've got to layer that level of patience in. It's so vital to everything that we do, whether it's health, whether it's life, whether it's business, whether it's family, whatever it is. Just like if you're working with your 10-year-old child and your 10-year-old child is stubborn and they're really focused on certain things. As a parent, you've got to learn to have a little bit of patience to be able to say, I still need to teach my child, but I need to walk them through and get them to where they need to be. I would love to snap my fingers just like that and say, hey, listen, why don't you know this? You should know this. You should know right and wrong. This is where it's at. No, it takes patience. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes all the things you need to do to teach that 10-year-old. This is the right way to do it. And this is how you need to think about it moving forward. This is what you can learn from. This is how you pivot. This is how you change. This is how you adjust. These are all relatable. All of them are relatable. And I love that as I was having this conversation and we're talking about business and we're talking about pivoting and we're talking about making adjustments and we're talking about long-term and thinking out planning and having patience and doing all those things, that it's so relatable to our journeys and everything that we're doing out there. If you're working hard and you're frustrated right now and you're listening to this podcast, you're not alone. Everybody else has either been in your shoes, they're currently in your shoes, or they're going to be in your shoes moving forward. So prepare yourself if you haven't experienced it yet. You'll hit a wall. You're going to hit changes in the market. You're going to hit adversity and competition coming your way. You're going to hit understaffing, where you're going to feel depleted and you're going to feel like I can't necessarily do it anymore because I'm not feeling it or I'm not up to it. You're going to feel illness, those kind of things. All that happened in the regular business world is going to happen to you in your business and what you're trying to accomplish. So here's the things you got to do. Prepare yourself. List your business. Put it right in front of you. List out a business plan. Making sure that you put down some finite details of the things that you can do to accomplish it. Not things that you need to be perfectionist at, just things that you need to do that you can celebrate along the way. Small little victories leading up to the large part of the business. You're investing in your overall business model, right? And then on the back end, the last but not least piece is setting realistic time expectations for yourself. Knowing that this isn't overnight. Knowing this is going to take a while. Knowing that it's going to take all those things of focus, dedication, motivation, all those things matter. and they're all realistic, and they're all part of life. So be prepared, and just prepare yourself for that portion of it, because it's so very important to be able to set yourself up for success for you to be successful moving forward. Because if you're not prepared for that, and you just wing it, and then it hits you, 9 times out of 10, those are the businesses that fail very quickly because they don't have a plan to adjust. They don't have a plan to pivot and change things around a little bit and move the needle the right direction whenever adversity and noise happens. When that doesn't happen, businesses fail all the time. Don't let your business fail. Don't let you, being Julie Whatever Incorporated or Shane Jones Incorporated or whatever it is that's there and whatever it is that your goal is that you're trying to accomplish, don't let that get derailed and get defeated by the fact that you have a little bit of noise and a little bit of adversity thrown your way. Have a great day, everybody. Let's be prepared. Let's go out there and make great things happen. We'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChano1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.